Now, this time last week, Margaret Mills was telling us all about a famous Essex pathologist. I can't say the word because it's got pathology in there. I believe this week you're kind of sticking to similar sort of theme. Is that right,
Margaret? Yeah, that's right. Wee bit gruesome, perhaps. This is the story of the Violet Powder case. Now, violet powder, for violet powder, read talcum powder.
All right.
So how can talcum powder be a bit gruesome, you ask yourself? Well, if you come back to Loughton in 1877, violet powder caused a big disturbance in the area. It was found that a number of children and young babies, in fact, we have figures, 13 young babies, 14 young children, were very seriously affected. Sadly, many of them died, although the older children seemed to have mainly escaped death, but were severely ill, were very seriously ill. And the common denominator involved seems to have been that their parents had all purchased violet powder from a local chemist, a Loughton chemist by the name of Mr. George King. Now, obviously, this caused quite a lot of publicity and controversy in the area. The police became involved and an investigation was put in hand. One of the parents of one of the children decided to have a sample of this talcum powder independently analysed, sent it away, and the result came back that the talcum powder, or violet powder as it was known in the 1870s, had 25% arsenic in its composition.
Good heavens. Was that particularly unusual? Because they did put arsenic in, did they not?
They did. It wasn't unknown for particularly food items, like bread even, to be adulterated with arsenic. But this was a very high level. And of course, the arsenic had been absorbed, not orally, but through the skin, by the unfortunate children and young babies involved. Mr. King, the chemist, was promptly arrested and stood trial at Chelmsford. When he appeared at Chelmsford Court, because of the seriousness and the number of children that it had actually affected, it was decided that he be committed to the Old Bailey for trial, where he was sent. And there was quite a long and involved case, very high profile in the media, would have been very high profile, not only in the Loughton area, but in the national papers. After a long trial, he was found not guilty. The reason being that he claimed in his defence he'd simply purchased the compound for the talcum powder, ordered it from a manufacturer in London, and when it arrived at his chemist's shop in Loughton, he simply repackaged it and sold it in individual lots to the mothers of the babies and children involved. It was sold as the equivalent today of baby powder. Nobody could prove that King had actually been responsible for adding the arsenic, and so they had no choice but to declare him not guilty.
Did they not go after the original manufacturer?
They did, but again, whether the original manufacturer, knowing what was going on, had very cleverly covered their tracks. Whether King was responsible and had cleverly covered his tracks, we just don't know.
Why would he want to? Why would he have wanted to poison
the
children anyway?
Maybe he'd done it accidentally. As a chemist, of course, he would have had arsenic on the premises. Now, whether this was a simple case of he'd mixed what he thought was the compound, but accidentally put an additive in and then realised afterwards, and it was too late because it had already been sold and the damage was done, we don't know. But King was found not guilty. The case was never solved. There was insufficient evidence to proceed both against George King and any proceedings against the original chemical manufacturers in London who'd supplied him with the compound. But one good thing, did come of this case, and that was regulation of the addition of arsenic to household products.
I don't suppose it did Mr. King's business an awful lot of good.
No, it didn't do him or his business a lot of good, but at least in the long term, something good did come from it.
Thanks very much, Margaret. So what is your subject next week?
Next week I'm going to be looking at the Earl of Derwentwater and his connection with Essex.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.